派，我们却每次都讲十二支派呢？
So given that there are 13 tribes, why do we always say the 12 tribes?
啊，因为有一个支派不列在百姓当中。
Because there's one of the tribes that is not listed among the people.
啊，不管是征战。或者是数点百姓，他们都不列在其中哦。
No matter when it comes to census or to go out in battle, they do not count as listed among the 12.
那就是利未支派不算在其中。
And this tribe that is not numbered among the others is the tribe of Levi.
我们来看一下《生命记》的第十八章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记的第十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
第一节。
First one.
生命记的第十八章的第一节
Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 1
祭司利未人和利未全支派必在以色列中无份无业他们所吃用的就是献给主的火祭和一切所捐的第二节
2.
他们在弟兄中必没有产业神是他们的产业正如神所应许他们的哦，那在这里讲到说利未支派跟其他支派很不一样啊。
The passage mentions why the type of Levi is different from the other tribes.
哦，他们这个支派不打仗。
This tribe doesn't go into battle.
而且这个支派也不被数点。
And this tribe is not counted in the census either.
这一个支派更不会更没有办法分到土地。
Least of all, this tribe had no portion inheritance of the land.
每一个支派都有分土地。
All the other tribes have a piece of land allotted to them.
啊，但是啊，利未支派却没有土地可以分。
But the tribe of Levi has no land to call their own.
啊，在这里呢，神说我就是利未支派的产业。
And here the Lord says, for I am their inheritance.
所以祭司利未人是特别被拣选出来的子民。
Therefore, the priests and the Levites are a people especially selected by God.
啊，这个利未支派的由来啊，这个侍奉神的由来。非常的曲折啊。
The origin of the servitude to God is somewhat obscure and complicated.
啊，我们看一下创世纪的第三十四章啊。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 34.
创世纪的第三十四章。
Genesis chapter 34.
创世纪的第三十四章的第二十五。Yeah.
Genesis chapter 34 verse 25.
创世纪的第二三十四章的第二十五节。
Genesis chapter 34 verse 25.
二十五节到第三天，众人正在疼痛的时候，雅各的两个儿子西缅就是底拿的哥哥西缅和利未，各拿刀剑，趁着众人想不到的时候。来到城里，把一切的男丁都杀了。那这里我们讲到啊，这两个这时候啊，这两个儿子雅各的两个儿子动刀杀人啊。
Here we see that the two sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, took up the sword and killed the males.
啊，所以因为这样子，所以雅各对这两个儿子非常的不高兴。
Because of their behavior, the father was displeased with them.
啊，因为他们欺骗。
For they deceived,
啊，因为他们凶杀
，because they committed murder，
因为他们非常非常的残暴
，because they were very cruel。
哦，所以当雅各在祝福他的儿子时候，哦
，so when Jacob blessed his sons，
当所有的儿子都得到雅各的祝福
，when all the sons received the blessing from their father，
那这个西缅和利未却是被咒诅的啊。
Simeon and Levi, however, were cursed、
哦。我们来看一下创世纪的第四十九章
，let us turn to Genesis chapter 49。
创世纪的第四十九章啊、哦、
，Genesis chapter 49。
创世纪四十九章的第五节
Genesis chapter 49 verse 5
创世纪的第四十九章第五节
Genesis chapter 49 verse 5
西缅和利未是弟兄，他们的刀剑是残忍的器具。第六节
，Six，
我的灵啊，你不要与他们同谋；我的心啊，不要与他们联络，因为他们趁怒杀害人命，任意砍断牛腿大筋。第七节
，Seven，
他们的怒气暴烈可咒，他们的愤恨残忍可诅。我要使他们分散在雅各家里。散住在以色列地中，哦，这个原本 利未跟西缅是被咒诅的。
Originally, we see that Simeon and Levi were cursed.
因为这两个兄弟非常非常的残暴啊。
For them to behave in a very atrocious and cruel manner.
一点事情就要动刀杀人。
Just because of a small matter, they took up the sword and killed many.
哦，所以雅各非常的生气啊。
Because of this, Jacob was really angry.
所以当他在祝福众子他的孩子的时候
，So when he blessed all his children.
讲到利未跟西缅的时候，就是咒诅他们。
When came the turn of Levi and Simeon.Words of curse were casted upon them.
啊，不但说我不要跟他们在一起了。
Not only saying they must all not be in their council.
更咒诅说他们在人民当中，在百姓里面是分不到土地的。
Moreover, telling them that they would not inherit the land among their brothers.
所以原本利未支派是被咒诅的支派。
So although the tribe of Levi was originally cursed,
原本利未支派是失败的支派。
Though the Levites were a tribe doomed to failure.
是残暴神所不喜悦的支派。
Because they show cruelty against the will of God.
啊，但是在这个咒诅当中
，Even in the midst of this curse.
到最后，利未却成为专门服侍神、特别有价值的支派。
Ultimately, Levi somehow in some way find their way to serve God in a very special manner.
为什么会有这种事情呢
？How can this happen?
为什么他们从咒诅当中最后却进入了祝福呢
？How could they escape the curse and enter into a very unique blessing?
虽然一样没有土地
，although still they didn't have any land.
但是这里神说他的产业就是我啊。
Even so, the Lord says, "For I am their inheritance."
哦，这个产业比以色列所分到的土地更美。
And this inheritance is more wonderful and beautiful than the land Israelites inherit.
他们的侍奉比上战场打战更有价值。
Their servitude is more valuable than going to battle and conquering.
使他们成为特殊备选侍奉神的支派。
So that they are called and considered a special tribe that serves God.
我们来看一下出埃及记的第32章哦。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的第32章。
Exodus chapter 32.
第一节。
Verse 1.
出埃及记的第32章的第一节
Exodus chapter 32 verse 1
百姓见摩西迟延不下山就大家聚集到亚伦那里对他说起来为我们做神像可以在我们前面引路因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西我们不知道他发生什么事了第二节亚伦对他们说你们去摘下你们妻子儿女耳上的金环拿来给我第三百姓就摘下他们耳上的金环拿来给亚伦四亚伦就从手里接过来煮了一只牛犊用雕刻的器具做神他们就说以色列啊这是领你出埃及的神啊我们看第七节啊
Let's see verse 7
第七节
7.
神吩咐摩西说下去吧因为你的百姓就是你从埃及地领出来的已经败坏了他们坏坏的偏离我所吩咐的道为自己处了一只牛犊向他下拜献祭说以色列啊这就是领你出埃及的神第九节
9.
神对摩西说我看这百姓真是应着景象的民你且由着我让我向他们发烈怒将他们灭绝使你的后裔成为大国我们再看第十九节
Let's jump to verse 19
看十九节
19.
摩西挨近营前就看见牛犊又看见人跳舞就发烈怒把两块板扔在山下摔碎了二十节
20.
又将他们所除的牛犊用火焚烧磨得粉碎撒在水面上叫以色列人喝二十一节
21.
摩西对亚伦说这百姓向你做了什么你竟使他们陷在大罪里呢我们再看第二十五节
Chapter 25
出埃及记的第32章的第25节
Exodus chapter 32 verse 25
摩西见百姓放肆他就站在26节就站在营门中说凡属神的都要到我这里来于是利未的子孙都到他那里聚集27
27
他对他们说神主以色列的神这样说你们个人把刀挂在腰间在营中往来从这门到那门个人杀他的兄弟和同伴并邻舍二十八节利未的子孙就照摩西的话行了那一天百姓中被杀的约有3000人啊 而在这里是记载他们在旷野的一段事迹哦。
This was recorded an event that happened in the wilderness.
而当他们到旷野的时候啊
，When they went to the wilderness，
摩西上山去跟神说话。
Moses went up to the mount to talk with God.
哦，所以啊，神就在山上把十诫的法版交给了摩西。
So in the mount it was that God handed over the tablets of the law to Moses.
神就在山上告诉摩西说，应该要有什么规定。要有什么规矩
For the mountain, God had told them just Moses the regulations and commandments by which the Israelites should live.
结果山上很属灵，山下非常的放纵啊。
Although the spirituality was so high up on the mountain, down the mountain people were in chaos.
啊，因为很久没有看到摩西啊，摩西一直没有下来啊。
They were restrained for they did not see Moses for many days.
啊，有人就讲啊，摩西死掉了，摩西死掉了。
So some people say Moses is dead.
啊，摩西不见了，摩西不见了。
Moses has vanished.
啊，怎么办呢
？What should we do?
所以他们就盖座。做了一只金牛啊
，Therefore they for themselves built a golden calf.
不但做了一只金牛，而且向这个金牛朝拜啊。
Not only they made this golden calf, but they also bowed down and worshipped it.
对这个金牛说啊，这个金牛就是领我们出埃及的神啊。
And to it they say, "All great calf, you who led us out of the land of Egypt."
他说神非常的生气啊。
So God's wrath was aroused.
摩西也非常非常愤怒啊。
Moses was also angered.
啊，结果啊，摩西就下山啊。
And in the end, Moses came up. Mountain.
结果摩西看到啊，百姓啊，非常的放纵啊。
As he descended, he saw the people unrestrained.
啊，不但拜偶像，而且行事淫乱啊。
Not only they worship idols, but also they committed adultery.
一点都没有像神所拣选的百姓啊。
They did not behave at all like the chosen people of God.
哦，所以所以摩西非常愤怒。
So Moses was greatly angry.
这时候摩西说了一句话啊。
This time Moses spoke.
摩西说，凡属神的到我这边来啊。
And he said, whoever is on the Lord's side, let him come to me.
哦，这十三个支派里面到摩西旁边的是谁
？Who was among the ten tribes that came to Moses？
啊，在这里说利未支派聚集在摩西的身边啊。
It is said here, on the sons of Levi gathered themselves together with him，
并且照着神的吩咐啊，开始击杀那些放纵的百姓啊。
And according to God's command, they went and struck all the brothers dead。
因为这一件事情。
Because of this event.
所以原本一个被咒诅的支派
This tribe that was originally cursed.
原本一个没有资格分土地的支派
This tribe that originally had no portion among the land of the Israelites.
因为在这一瞬间做了正确的选择
Because at this instant they made the right choice.
所以他们从咒诅当中得到成为祝福的
And they were able to be blessed among all the other tribes.
从一个流浪没有土地的支派变成神所特选祭司侍奉的支派
from their curse and their wandering, they became to be the tribe of priesthood.
从没有土地变成专门属神
from becoming a landless people to becoming the people of God.
就是在这个时候做了一个选择
It is because of the decision they made right here, right now.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的人生当中有很多选择啊。
Brothers and sisters, in this life we have many choices to
make. 很多时候选择需要挣扎。
And many times we struggle in the decision.
很多时候选择需要付出代价。
Many times we have to a price to pay for the decision.
但是这个选择可能会决定会改变我们信仰的一生啊
But decisions might determine and change the course of our lives.
当大家都在放纵
When everyone is under strain.
当世界不断的败落
When this world is decaying.
没有道德价值
When there is no morality.
你的身旁的人全部都往下沉沦
When all those around you go further down.
那这时候你听见神说属我的到我这边来
At this time when you hear the Lord's voice calling saying those who are with me come by my side.
这时候你必须要做一个选择啊
At this time you need to make a decision.
你要站在哪里
And where would you stand?
你是要站在金牛犊的旁边吗？继续享受最终之乐吗？
Continue to enjoy the pleasures of sin.
还是你要站起来走到摩西的身边？
Or will you choose to stand up and walk to Moses' side?
因为心中的深处你知道你是属神的百姓。
Because in the depths of your heart you know that you belong to God.
要成为属神的百姓要付出代价。
And to belong to the people of God you need to pay a price.
你可能会被世界所排斥。
Maybe you will be ostracized by the world.
你可能必须要牺牲你所爱的。
Maybe you need to sacrifice that which you love.
你可能要做一个选择。
Maybe you need to make a decision.
做一个让你痛苦的选择。
A decision that will cause you pain and suffering.
但是这个选择可能会改变你一辈子的命运。
Yet this decision might change the course and destiny of your life.
因为这一次的选择。
For this very decision that you made.
利未支派不但从脱离了咒诅。
Might be like the Levites who not only escaped the curse.
反而成为一个荣耀支派。
But on the other hand became a glorious tribe.
为神所特选特用的支派。
Which are utilized boldly and in glory by God.
哦，所以今天你的选择是什么？
So what is your decision?
在这里说众利未支派就聚集到摩西的身边。
This passage tells us that the Levites gathered by Moses' side.
摩西怎么说？
And what did Moses say?
摩西说你们个人配上刀啊。
He said let every man put his sword on his side.
然后行走营中 斩杀那些拜偶像的百姓啊。
And go into the entrance of the camp and kill their brethren.
他们都是同一个血缘啊。
These people have one same blood.
他们都有同一个祖宗啊。
These people came from an ancestry.
他们可能当中非常的熟悉啊。
Maybe they knew each other pretty well.
可能有些是朋友。
Maybe they were friends among each other.
但是在这里说，你们个人带刀斩杀弟兄和同伴并邻居啊。
But here the commandment is very clear. Let each man take his sword and kill his brother.
把那些放纵的百姓、拜偶像的百姓击杀。
Let each man kill the neighbor and brother that has sinned by worshiping the idol.
使得营中能够重新成为圣洁。
So the camp can gain holiness again.
使得神的愤怒不要临到百姓里面。
So the wrath of God is not cast into the people.
因为今天不杀这些拜偶像的百姓。
For today these people are allowed to survive.
明天神可能就把所有的以色列人全部击杀。
It may be that tomorrow God strikes all the people down.
所以这时候必须要做一个选择。
So this time there is the need to make a choice.
你是要看人情、看交情呢？
Do you rely on your so-called humanity or your compassion?
还是你要听神的吩咐，照神的旨意呢？
Or do you instead look up to God's commandment and God's will?
有时候这是一个不容易的选择啊。
Sometimes the decision is not straightforward.
但是利未支派选了。
Yet the Levites made the decision.
利未支派站出来了。
And they stood up boldly.
所以利未支派改变了。
So the Levites changed themselves.
改变了自己的人生。
They changed their own lives.
更改变了后代子子孙孙的命运。
And even more, they changed the destiny of their inheritance.
虽然还是没有土地。
Although still they had no land.
但是在众支派当中，他们却更得到荣耀。
Among all the tribes, they were more glorified.
他们成为侍奉神专用的支派。
And they were called the tribe that served God exclusively.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
今天信仰是需要付出代价的。
Today our faith needs the price to be paid.
当然不是说我们不可以有外面的朋友。
Of course, it doesn't mean we cannot have acquaintances outside of the church.
更不是说我们要把没有信主的亲戚全部断绝往来，不是的。
No, that doesn't mean that we need to cut all our relationships with those who do not believe.
在这里讲的是什么？
What does this all mean?
在这里是讲会污秽你的圣殿、污秽你的心灵、污秽你信仰的人。
The essence of the words spoken here are concerned with those who are putting a blot in your spirituality and the sanctity of temple.
可能是人，可能是事情，可能是你的工作。
It might not necessarily be people, it might be things or your job.
今天如果有一些人事物会污染、会伤害你的信仰。
If today there are elements, people or issues that damage your faith,
你就要做出选择来啊。
Then you need to make a decision.
那你可能要配上刀啊。
And maybe you need to grab the sword.
要斩断这一些伤害你信仰的原因啊。
And cut, slice, and chop the things that harm your faith.
你的人生才能够像利未支派一样被主所用啊。
So that your faith can be available and utilized by God just like the Levites were.
这是利未的机会。
This is an opportunity for Levites.
在众多支派当中，只有利未支派掌握了这个机会。
For among the many tribes, they were the only ones who took up the opportunity.
所以利未支派改变了。
So the tribe of Levi brought a change to themselves.
西缅支派没有掌握到这个机会。
The tribe of Simeon did not take hold of the opportunity.
你知道吗？两个支派同时被咒诅。
We know that both tribes were cursed at the same time.
利未被咒诅，西缅被咒诅。
Levi was cursed and Simeon was cursed.
但是当机会到眼前。
When the opportunity came before their eyes.
当摩西喊说：“属神的到我这里来。”
When Moses cried, "Those who are of God's side, come to me."
利未勇敢地站出来。
Levi boldly stood up.
所以他改变了。
So they changed.
西缅呢？西缅没有啊。
Simeon did not.
西缅不知道在哪里。
Simeon we don't know where they went.
所以最后西缅一样，圣经里面没有记载他。
So in the end, we see that Simeon was blotted out from the Bible. The Bible is recorded.
到最后啊，西缅支派在祝福啊，摩西祝福里面不提这个支派啊。
In the very end, when Moses blessed the tribe, he did not even mention the tribe of Simeon.
因为在选择当中，他不敢站出来。
Because in the time of choice, they did not stand up boldly.
所以到最后祝福当中，他就没有资格得产业。
Therefore, at the time of the blessing, they had no part in the inheritance of God.
哎，你可能会说，有啊有啊，分土地的时候，西缅支派有分哦。
Maybe you post the argument that they did inherit some of the land.
你如果仔细看看他分的土地啊。
But if you see the land which they inherited.
他分的土地是哪里？
Which land did they inherit?
他是唯一一个哦，分土地分在别人的家里的啊。
They were the only tribe that inherited the inheritance that belonged to another tribe.
西缅支派在哪里？
Where is the tribe of Simeon?
在犹大里面啊。
They inherited part that is inside of the land of Judah.
犹大支派是众弟兄当中为首的啊。
We know that Judah are the leaders of the brothers.
所以啊，他的土地特别特别的大啊。
So the land is very vast and expanse.
哦，别人大概都二十多个城。
Other people might have had 20 cities.
犹大支派继承了120个城啊。
Judah had 120 cities of their own.
所以因为西缅没有城啊，西缅没有土地啊。
Because Simeon had no land of their own.
所以犹大支派划了一块让他借住啊。
Then Judah cut out some of the land as a lease to the brethren as of their brother Simeon.
所以西缅只是寄住在犹大支派里面的啊。
So Simeon, we can say, dwelt on a rented or borrowed land.
而且你会发觉后来圣经当中不太提这个支派啦。
And we can see also that the Bible doesn't mention the tribe of Simeon any further.
他虽然住在南边啊。
Although they lived in the south.
但是后来圣经不再提他啦。
The Bible does not mention them at all.
南边只有提谁？
Who does the Bible mention being in the south?
只有讲犹大支派跟便雅悯支派啊。
The tribe of Judah mentioned.
啊，没有啦，不讲其他的啦。
No other tribe mentioned.
哦，西缅就消失啦。
So Simeon then vanishes from the Bible.
哦，所以人生有时候神给我们一个机会。
So sometimes when the life presents us with the opportunity.
给我们一个选择。
When we are presented with a choice.
让我们对神证明我们对他的忠心。
So that we can demonstrate how great of a faith we have in God.
但是这个选择有时候是需要勇气的啊。
This decision in turn needs courage.
有时候更需要付出代价。
Sometimes it's a price to be paid.
可能是你的工作。
Maybe it can be your job.
可能是你的朋友。
Maybe it is your friends.
可能是你一些坏习惯。
Maybe it is your bad habits.
啊，今天神要对你说放下吧。
But today God tells you let go.
属我的百姓到我这边来。
All of you who are my people come to me.
我们放不下吗？
But we cannot let go.
我们舍不得吗？
We are unwilling to let go.
那我们最后就得不到。
If so, then we cannot receive inheritance.
这就是利未支派蜕变的机会啊。
And this is what happened to the tribe of Levi.
所以利未改变了。
So Levi changed themselves.
利未成功啊。
Levi in their trial.
我们来看一下民数记的第三章啊。
Let us see Numbers.
我们看利未支派被选之后他们的服事啊。
Let us see how the Levites served after they were chosen.
民数记的第三章。
Numbers chapter 3.
第一节啊。
Verse 1.
民数记的第三章第一节
Numbers chapter 3 verse 1
神在西乃山晓谕摩西的日子亚伦和摩西的后代如下第二节
2.
亚伦的儿子长子叫拿达还有亚比户以利亚撒以他玛第三节
3.
这是亚伦儿子的名字都是受膏的祭司是摩西叫他们承接圣职供祭司职分的第四节
4.
拿达亚比户在西乃的旷野向神献燔火的时候就死在神面前他们没有儿子以利亚撒以他玛在他父亲亚伦面前奉祭司的职分第五节神晓谕摩西说你使利未支派进前来站在祭司亚伦面前好服侍他第七替他和会众在会幕前守所吩咐的办理会幕的事第八又要看守会幕的器具并守所吩咐以色列人的办理账目的事第九你要将以利未人给亚伦和他的儿子因为他们是从以色列人中选出来给他的第十你要吩咐亚伦和他的儿子谨守自己祭司的职分近前来的外人必被治死好那在这里是神开始吩咐安排立位的工作啊。
This is the beginning of God arranging the Levites to serve.
我们发觉说立位的服事里面有两个完全不一样的管道。
We discovered that there are two different channels of servitude within Levi.
如果你是亚伦的子孙
，If you're a descendant of Aaron，
你自然就走祭司服事的管道。
Then naturally the way to go for you is the priesthood.
你如果不是亚伦的子孙
，Should you not be of the descendants of Aaron，
你自然就是做扛台工作的立位人。
Then naturally the path you follow is those who carry the ark.
所以我们发觉说啊，虽然都是利未的子孙啊。
So though we see that they're all sons of Levi.
哦，亚伦也是利未人。
Aaron was himself a Levite.
摩西也是利未人。
Moses was himself a Levite.
哦，所以祭司支派都是利未人啊。
So all those belonging to the priesthood are descendants of Levi.
但是啊，在利未人当中却有两种完全不一样的服事。
But among the Levites, we see there are two different paths of servitude.
哦，一个叫做特选来服事的祭司。
One of those especially selected to inherit the priesthood.
就是亚伦的子孙。
论 who are the sons of Aaron.
他看的是血缘
and what matters here is the bloodline,
而不是用选举
not election.
我们今天啊，很多时候都喜欢讲民主啊。
Today many times we like to proclaim the advantages of democracy.
什么东西都要用选的
and everything has to be out of election.
那个票得多的才是赢的
the majority wins the vote.
但是你知道吗？圣经里面不是讲这种方法啊。
But the Bible does not prescribe this sort of method.
教会里面也不是用民主来做判断的啊。
And church is not does not work through democracy.
从旧约到新约
from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
从以色列之众支派到新约使徒教会
from the times of the tribes of Israel to present day the church.
圣经里面给我们的观念从来不是民主啊。
The Bible never gives us the concept of democracy.
圣经里面的观念是什么？
What is the concept that God gives us?
神权的绝对啊。
It is a theocracy, the power of God.
就是由神来决定你喜不喜欢都要接受。
That is, God is he who reigns sovereign whether you like it or not.
所以在这里祭司怎么来的？
So how do priests come about?
神说亚伦的子孙就是祭司啊。
God says the sons of Aaron will be the priests.
你不用抗议啊。
And there is no point in complaining.
你更不用投票啊。
And there is no point in voting because God does not accept that.
因为神说亚伦的子孙才可以做祭司。
For God says only the sons of Aaron can be the priests.
就是这么简单。
And that is that simple.
这就是神的决定。
Because this is God's will.
所以我们今天不要把外面社会那一套带进教会里面。
So today let us not bring the church society into the church.
不要在教会里面搞社会政治的那种方法。
Let us not bring in outside politics to live them in church.
联署啊，投票啊，抗争啊，这都是很外面很世俗的事情啊。
Pulling strings and building relationships for voting, this is all very worldly.
那在教会里怎么运作？
How does church work?
就是借着祷告求神的旨意显明啊。
The church functions through prayer and through the will of God.
然后看教会怎么方向、怎么发展，你就顺服啊。
And then, in whichever way the church is prospering, we try to put our best.
这就是所谓教会中的民主啊。
This is democracy, or so-called democracy.
所以你看啊，神有没有问说，大家来投票啊，哪一个支派来服侍神啊
？So if we look carefully, did God call for election, say, let us vote who will be the priest?
没有，他就说利未支派服侍我。
No such thing. He said the priest should serve me.
他有没有说，大家每次来选举啊，看谁来做祭司啊
？Did he say every so often, and when the term is you, let us select who are the priests?
没有啊，神说亚伦的子孙就是祭司啊。
He did not. He said the sons of Aaron shall be the priests.
就是这么简单。
And it is that straightforward.
喜不喜欢呢？你喜不喜欢是另外一回事啊。
Whether it is your liking, that's a different matter.
这就是神所吩咐的方法。
But this is the method that God prescribed.
我们来看一下新约他们是怎么做的。
Let us see what the people did in the New Testament.
我们来看一下使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传的第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传的第六章第二节
Acts chapter 6 verse 2
第二节
2.
十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食原是不合宜的第三节
3.
所以弟兄们啊当从你们中间选出七个留好名声圣灵充满智慧充足的人我们就派他们管理这事第四节但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事第五节大众都喜悦这话就拣选了斯提凡乃是大有信心圣灵充满的人又选腓力伯罗哥罗尼加罗提门巴米拿并进犹太教的安提亚人尼哥拉第六节
Six.
叫他们站在使徒面前使徒祷告就按手在他们的头上好这里是使徒教会在拣选工人的方法
This is how the apostolic church chose its workers
那你可能会觉得说使徒教会蛮民主的啊
And you may say yes this is democracy
那但是你看他们有投票吗
But do you see them voting
没有啊这里没有投票哦
It doesn't explicitly say that they voted
这里是怎么做怎么选人
How is it that they chose the workers of God
先由使徒立下条件的
First is that let the apostle lay out the conditions
而这里怎么说有好名声圣灵充满智慧充足啊
And,
先立条件哦
And it says withThose with good reputation for the Holy Spirit and wisdom, these are the conditions.
今天教会在选立工人也是有条件的、
So today when the church elects her workers, also there are conditions.
不是看说啊谁呀、最受大家欢迎啊。
Not to say who is the most popular around here.
哇谁最会请客啊哇常常请大家吃饭啊。
Who is the one who is more generous inviting everyone to eat always.
还是说哇你看这个人啊这个人啊哇这家族好多人。 人呢、啊，我们都投给自己家里的人。
We say who is the greatest, more popular clan in church, we choose the people from that clan.
在这里呀、啊，要选工人呐、啊，是使徒先立下标准啊。
Here at the time of electing workers, the apostle laid down the conditions.
不管你喜不喜欢，你只能在那个标准当中去选人呐、啊。
Whether you like it or not, you could only choose under those conditions.
然后从这里面选出符合条件的工人来、啊。
And、under this condition, choose the people who serve God.
今天教会做事也是有规矩啊。
Today the church works in a very orderly fashion.
教会选人呢、啊，也是有条件的、啊。
The church elects its workers also with conditions.
你不能因为你个人的喜好
，You cannot say because I like it in this way.
啊，来改变教会的要求。
You want to change the conditions the church has.
啊，你不能因为你自己的不认同
，You may not say because you do not agree.
啊，就要求全教会来配合你这个人。
And then you require the whole church to suit your.
教会从来不是选那个最有名或最受欢迎的人啊。
The church never chooses the person who is more popular or with the greatest name.
而是借着祷告当中众人投票，求神能够给我们最适合的人。
But rather through prayer and then through God's abundance and voting, we choose the workers that are more suitable to God's will.
所以教会是民主吗
？So it's a church democracy.
很抱歉，教会不走社会民主的那一套啊。
Apologies, the church is not democratic as society.
因为在里面必须要先有神所设的条件。
Because in here, first and foremost has to be the requisites that God's
laid out. 所以亚伦的子孙才能够做祭司。
This is how the sons of Aaron can become priests.
啊，不管你是谁
，and no matter who you are，
不管你多属灵
，no matter how spiritual you are，
不管你圣经多懂
，no matter how much you know the Bible，
如果你不符合这些基本条件，很抱歉，你就是不可以做祭司啊。
If you do not meet the basic conditions, then I apologize, you cannot become a priest.
啊，但是今天呢、啊，做祭司是这么一件快乐的事情吗
？But today is being a priest such a joyful thing.
啊，是的，做祭司是荣耀的职分。
It is true that being a priest is a very glorious service.
是能够使被神所用的器皿
，which makes us vessel worthy of God's
utilization. 是离神最近的侍奉。
It is a service that is closest to God.
啊，但是你要记住啊
，But then remember,
离神越近，危险越高哦。
The closer to God, the more dangerous the position.
啊，什么意思
？What does this mean?
就是祭司这个行业是高风险高回报的行业啊。
It means that this is a high risk, high reward profession.
你知道吗？当大祭司要进入至圣所的时候啊
，Did you know that when the priest entered into the sanctuary,
啊，脚上要绑一条绳子啊
？Excuse me, to the Holy of Holies, they will have a rope tied to their ankle.
而他们的衣锤上面有挂铃铛啊。
Also to their robes, they had a bells.
那为什么要这样子做呢
？Why the need for these artifacts？
当大祭司在里面走来走去做服侍神的时候啊
，When the high priest would serve God in the Holy of Holies，
你就可以听到那个叮叮当当，叮叮当当。
Then you will hear the tolling of the bells.
当你听到那个铃铛，那个叮叮当当的声音呢
？And when you heard the sound of the bells ringing，
外面人就哦，大祭司还活着啊。
Then the people outside would know that this priest is still alive.
当你没有听到那个铃铛的声音
，When you did not hear the bells ringing，
你在外面等了五分钟
，Then you might wait 5 minutes of time。
十分钟
，And after waiting 10 minutes，
还是没有15分钟
，And still nothing。15 minutes run by。
糟糕了，可能被神击杀了、啊。
Then you might think this is it. Maybe the priest was struck down by God。
这个时候啊，脚上绑那个绳子就有用啊
！So this is why the rope tied to the ankle of the priest is useful.
就把它拖出来啊
！So then the priest is dragged out from the
holy place. 因为他们不可以进去的。
Because people cannot enter the holy
place. 除了大祭司一年一度以外，其他人是不可以进至圣所的。
Besides the priest entering once a year, other people were not allowed into the holy place.
哦，所以不能够进去怎么办
？So what would they do if they were not allowed into the holy place?
脚上绑一条绳子撕掉了，把它拖出来吧。
Then this rope that is tied to the ankle of the dead priest is useful to drag the body out.
那大祭司是不是有荣耀
？So is the high priest glorious?
是的，大祭司是非常尊荣的。
Yes, he enjoys a lot of glory.
大祭司是不是有奖赏
？Does he have a great reward?
是在神眼中他是大有奖赏的。
Yes, in the eyes of God, he deserves a great reward.
啊，但是大祭司是不是很危险
？But is the life of the high priest in danger?
是，如果你用不敬虔的态度来到神面前，就可能被击杀了。
Yes, because you minister in an ungodly manner, you will be struck dead.
哦，所以在这里讲到亚伦的第一跟第二个儿子死掉了。
From here we see that the first and second son of Aaron died.
啊，为什么亚伦的儿子会死？
And why is it that they died?
亚伦的儿子死掉，就是因为在神面前不敬虔啊。
The reason they died is because they were not holy before the Lord.
我们看利未记的第十章哦。
Let us see Deuteronomy chapter 10.
利未记的第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
利未记的第十章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 1.
第一节
，verse one，
亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在神面前献上燔火，是神所没有吩咐他们的。第二节
，verse two，
就有火从神面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在神面前。好。第三节啊
，verse three，
于是摩西对亚伦说：“这就是神所说，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。”亚伦就默默不语啊。所以你看啊，非常危险的。
So we see that this is a high stake servitude.
那这摩西的亚伦的两个儿子刚刚做祭司啊，很兴奋的。
We see that the two sons of Aaron just have become priests, very excited.
所以很兴奋的，哇，就赶快来，我们来烧香献祭吧。
So、very excitedly, they want to offer incense to God.
啊，就加拿火加香，哦，就跑跑跑，照没有神没有吩咐他们，还是跑来了。
They took the incense and offering before God, but God did not command them to do so.
这里说有火从神面前出来，把它烧灭了啊。
This is here that a fire came from God and burned them alive.
侍奉啊，侍奉是需要谨慎的。
Service requires a little caution.
能够今天为主耶稣做圣工
，If today we are able to work for God,
是一种荣耀。
This is our glory.
更是有奖赏。
It is also a social reward.
但是在侍奉当中，千万不要变成一种随便啊。
But in servitude, we should not take things lightly.
更不要在神面前献上燔火啊。
We should not be careless and least offer profane fire.
什么叫做燔火
？What is profane fire?
今天燔火就是你用你喜欢的方式来侍奉神啊。
In today's time, to offer profane fire is to offer in according to our own methods.
我是来做圣工的嘞。
And today I come to serve.
我用我的时间花我的钱嘞。
And I offer my own time, my own money.
当然是要照我的方法啦。
And needless to say, we will serve according to my way.
我告诉你哦，这个钱是我捐的哦。
And I tell you, I am the one to offer.
我要他怎么用，他就要怎么用哦。
And in whichever way I will to offer, then I will offer.
这在神面前就是献上燔火啊。
This in God's eyes is to offer profane fire.
啊，曾经有一个信徒啊。
There was a member in the past.
啊，有一个信徒啊，啊，来到教会啊。
Who once came to church.
啊，拿一笔钱出来奉献。
He took a lot of money and offered.
啊，特别叫负责人说，来来来，负责人你们都过来，我有话跟你们说啊。
Especially, and he especially called all the members, say, come all of you, I have something to say to you.
那负责人讲说，这笔钱是我给你们的。
And he said, this money is from me to you.
所以我告诉你们要怎么用，你就要怎么用。
So I will tell you how this should be earmarked.
哦，好像老板一样啊。
He seems to be the boss.
哦，结果负责人怎么跟他说
？What did the board members tell him?
谢谢，不用了，你钱拿回去吧。
He said, no, thank you, you may take the money back.
教会不需要这种方式的奉献啊。
Because the church does not require this sort of offering.
如果你以为你奉献，你就是老板。
If you feel that whoever offers is the boss.
你以为你奉献，你就最大。
If you feel that if you offer, you are the greatest.
把你的钱拿回去吧。
And please, please do take your money back.
教会不要这种钱。
Because the church does not want such money.
你这种奉献的态度，更不会得到神的喜悦啊。
And moreover, this sort of offering will not please God.
什么叫奉献？
Why do we call to offer?
你不是献给我哎、欸、
，You do not offer it to me.
你是献给神哎、欸、
，You offer it to God Himself.
拿到教会就是属神的、啊。
So if the money comes to church, it belongs to God.
人就不要再主张说我的钱我要怎么用就怎么用。
Then that man proclaim no further how this money should be used.
很危险，这就是在神面前献燔火啊。
This is very dangerous because this is comparable to offering profane fire.
可不可以建议
？Can we recommend how the money should be used?
可以建议的。
Yes, we can offer our opinions.
你也可以特别说啊，我这个奉献就要专门。放在哪一项圣工可以的
？You can even say this money is allotted to this area of service.
但是你不能够干涉参与这笔钱怎么花。
But you cannot meddle with how this money will be specifically spent.
更不能因为你花了钱就在教会里面好像老板一样啊，指气使宜的。
Nor can you boss around and look down on others if you offer more than others.
因为这个钱不是你的。
Because this money is no longer yours.
有一次啊，有两个年轻人吵架。
Those ones who youth got into an argument.
啊，结果啊，那个一个年轻人就对另外一个讲啊
，And one of the youth told the other，
他说、啊、我告诉你啊
，Let me tell you，
这间教会啊是我家拿一半的钱出来的
，This church is here because my family put half of the funds。
以后我不准你来这里聚会啊
，In the future you are no longer welcome。
啊，结果另外一个年轻人怎么说
？What did the other youth say？
另外一个年轻人说，你奉献了不起啊
，He said， oh， so you offer， so what？
有本事你把教会的一半搬回你家
，And then I invite you to take half of the。Church back into your house.
所以有时候啊，人奉献了以后，就以为说，哎，我有这个 这个是我的啊，这个部分是我的。
Some people after they offer, they feel entitled to a portion of the offering.
啊，教会的五分之一是我的。
And they feel maybe 20% of the church is mine.
啊，这个麦克风是我奉献的，我喜欢开就开，喜欢关就关。
Or the microphone was offered out of my self-will. I decide whether it is on or off.
这就叫做在神面前献上燔火啊。
This in the eyes of God is to offer profane
fire. 你小心啊，你奉献越多，有时候神越生气啊。
And watch and take heed, because the more you offer in this way, the more God's anger is aroused
against you. 说火就从神面前发出来啊，烧灭啊。
The Bible says that fire came out from God and burned them.
所以我们今天在神面前侍奉哦。
So today when we serve before God,
千万不要献上燔火，什么事都要照人的私意来做啊。
Let us not offer profane fire. Do things according to our own self-will.
那教会里面所用的工人选择都是有他的考量的。
Every time we choose workers in the church, we have many considerations.
所以作为父母亲的
，So as parents perhaps,
啊，作为教会里面想参与圣工的人
，Maybe as people who want to partake in the church body,
我们请要有一个正确的认识。
Let us have a true notion.
圣经教会的圣工绝对不是人人有奖的。
Because it does not matter what people say when it comes to who is allowed to serve.
而更不能够大家一碗水端平，大家都一样的、啊。
And neither can we say because everyone is like that, we ought to do things in this way.
有一次啊，教会里面 在选那个宗教教育的新的那个实习的老师啊。
For instance, let me give you an example. Once in church, a certain church was electing the teachers and trainers.
啊，结果有一个孩子没有被选到啊。
There was a certain child who wasn't selected.
啊，这个爸爸就很生气啊。
The father was not happy.
哇，爸爸就打电话骂。骂负责人，一个一个骂，骂负责人、啊。
So he called the board members one by one to insult them personally.
你怎么可以不让我的孩子做
？Saying how dare you, how dare you not select my child as our teacher?
你怎么可以没有选我的孩子
？How dare you not select him?
我的孩子很好啊。
Because my child is good and you know it.
他只是不太来教会而已啊。
Only that he doesn't come to church that often.
其他都不错啊。
But in other aspect, he is wonderful.
你怎么可以不选他？你不公平。
How can you not select him? You who show favoritism.
教会里面这种事是公平的吗？
Just speak about favoritism.
孩子没有来聚会，怎么选来做宗教教育的老师呢
？The child doesn't even come to service every week. How can you say he should be our teacher?
所以教会的事工从来不讲公平啊。
Therefore, in terms of servitude, fairness is never a factor.
我们只讲适不适合。
We only say whether the person is suitable or not.
需不需要
？Whether it is necessary or not.
所以我们今天不能够卖人的面子啊。
So today we don't care about people's reputation.
哇，因为他会生气哦，好吧，我只好让他做。你对不起神啊。
We cannot say because a person will be angry, then we choose them. This is an offense to God.
哇，你因为他会生气啊，哦，只好给他洗礼。你对不起神啊。
Because you say the person will be angry, we allow to be baptized. This is a great offense.
这叫做在神面前献燔火。
These are examples of offering profane fire before God.
我说呀，在神面前服事是一种荣耀。
So today, being able to serve before God is our glory.
但是却要更加的谨慎。
However, we need to take heed further.
能够使我们的侍奉成为一种美好。
Allow our service to become a good work.
我们看回来民数记啊。
Let us return to the book of Numbers.
我们看回来民数记。
Numbers.
民数记的第三章
，Numbers chapter three，
第七节
，verse seven。
民数记的第三章第七节
，Numbers chapter three， verse seven。
第七节
，seven，
替他和会众在会幕前守所吩咐的办理账目的事，第八
，eight，
又要看守会幕的器具，并守所吩咐以色列人的办理账目的事，第九
，nine，
你要将利未人给亚伦和他的儿子，因为他们是从以色列人中选出来给他的。好，那这里哦，我们看到啊，这利未支派有一些工作哦。
We see here that some work has been entrusted to the Levites.
啊，其实啊，利未啊有三个儿子。
We know Levi has three sons.
啊，第一个儿子叫格顺。
The first was Gershon.
啊，这是在十七节哈。
This is in verse 17.
民数记的第三章十七节啊。
Chapter 3 verse 17.
啊，在这里说利未众子的名字是格顺、歌辖、米拉利啊。
It says here their name for Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
哦，所以啊，利未有三个儿子。
So Levi has three sons.
利未支派也以这三个家族为主要的家族啊。
And the tribe of Levi.Organize themselves from the three great clans.
这三个家族的使命不一样啊。
The three clans had for each different objective.
有的家族的责任是把这些布幔啊、绳子啊收集起来。
Some of the clans had the responsibility of taking care of the elements inside the tabernacle.
有的家族啊，则是要扛棍子。 扛那些木架。
Other clans had the responsibility of taking care of the wood ornaments and carrying the Ark of the Tabernacle.
啊，有的家族是负责看管照顾圣所的器具。
Maybe another clan took care of the many objects within the tabernacle.
哦，三个支派他们的责任都不一样哦。
So the three clans all had different responsibilities within the servitude.
哦，虽然责任不一样。
Although they serve in different ways.
啊，但是他们在神眼中侍奉的价值是一样的。
But the value of the service is still the same.
哦，虽然三个支派的工作不一样。
Although the three clans serve in different ways.
啊，但是只要尽心，神都是称赞的。
If each served according to their responsibility wholeheartedly, God would praise them.
哦，所以啊，虽然工作不一样，但是只要尽本分，神就喜悦啊。
Although the nature of the work was different, still they could all find God's favor.
啊，今天我们在教会里面所担负的工作也都不太一样。
Today we might cover different areas of servitude in church.
啊，有人是做宗教教育的老师。
Some people might be religious education teachers.
有人领师，有人司机。
Others might become leaders or pianists.
啊，有人帮忙打扫，帮忙煮饭。
Others can help with cooking and with cleaning.
有人帮忙照顾小孩。
Some people take care of the kids.
哦，所以啊，神所赐给每个人的职分都不一样啊。
So God gives us different missions and responsibilities.
如同这三个家族，他们所担负、被托付的责任也都不一样啊。
This is very similar in nature. How these three different sons had different duties and trusts.
哦，但是虽然责任不同
，although they had different duties and trusts，
但是只要能够尽力啊
，if they were able to fulfill their roles，
而在神眼前呐、啊，就有恩典，就有价值啦。
In God's eyes, they will be valuable and worthy of glory.
啊，所以我们今天呢、啊，神不是看我们做的工作有多有。是有多么了不起啊。
So today God not so much looks at what we are doing.
你说什么比较了不起？
Can we say that a certain work is more valuable than other
type of work? 有人觉得说哇，能够站在讲台讲道是最了不起的啦。
Some people say that the more honorable duty possible is to stand in the pulpit and preach.
你确定吗？
Are you so sure?
哦，如果今天没有人去带信徒、带慕道者
，If today no one went to find the lost sheep and to seekers to
sit here， 每个礼拜只有传道在这里，一个人站在台上，底下全部没有人。
Then every week the preacher will be delivering a monologue for no audience。
请问站在台上的荣耀在哪里
？And I ask you, where is the glory in that？
哦，所以啊，什么比较重要
？So what is what matters the most？
哎，有带来有信徒来聚会，有慕道者来就比较重要啦。
What matters even more than the person standing in the pulpit is that there are true seekers and lost sheep coming back。
但是带慕道者带信徒来是最荣耀的吗？
But is bringing true seekers to church the most glorious job?
如果没有宗教教育老师的帮忙
，without the help of the religious education teachers，
慕道者来了，带着小孩来呀、啊，信徒带着小孩来呀、啊，却没有办法听道理。
Members or maybe true seekers come to church and bring their young children to the chapel. None of us can concentrate in the sermon.
这个哭那个吵，这个要换尿布，那个要吃奶。
Because one cries, one requests a diaper change, the other one wants a milk bottle.
请问一下，没有办法聚会荣耀在哪里
？And let me ask you if service is held in this chaotic manner, where is the glory in that?
哦，所以这样看起来，宗教教育老师也是很有荣耀的。
So in this way, our teachers call a very important duty in church.
啊，但是啊，要做宗教教育的老师啊。
But if you want to become an religious education,
没有人训练怎么可以呢
？If there is no one to train them and teach them, how can this be?
如果没有人教导，没有人训练，他不会教。
If there is no one to teach them the right method to educate the children,
结果小孩什么都没有学到。
Then the children learn nothing.
请问荣耀在哪里呢
？Where is the glory in that? Let me ask.
哦，所以啊，教会里面不是哪一个人。哪一个位置比较有荣耀的、啊、
？So in this church there is no personal post that matters more than others.
只有照个人的恩赐，神所赐给我们的使命去寻找，去得到。
The only critical point is to find the people according to God's will to hold the post that God wants us to hold.
侍奉没有贵贱
，because there is no honorable or dishonorable in God's eyes.
唯有尽心而已啊。
Only in God's eye, what matters is to give our all in all.
一个尽心的人
，a person who gives their all in all.
而不管是打扫还是煮饭
，no matter if he or she does the cleaning or cooking.
讲道或是诗颂
，or speaking in the pulpit or leading hymns.
只要有尽心。
What matters if the person truly puts their heart into it, then before God they are valuable and worthy of considering.
所以你看这三个支派啊，这个三个支派，他们一样的服，虽然不同的工作，但是一样的服事啊。
So when we look at these three clans in this tribe, they serve differently, but in the same value.
那同时我们发觉这三个支派他们的工作量差很多。
Simultaneously, we see that the weight of the burden that is put onto them differs.
我们来看一下第四章哦。
Let us see chapter 4.
民数记的第四章。
Numbers chapter 4.
第二十一节、哦、
，Chapter 4, verse 21。
民数记的第四章第二十一节。
Numbers chapter 4 verse 21。
二十一节，神晓谕摩西说：“你要将革顺子孙的总数，照着宗族家世，从30岁直到50岁，凡前来任职的，都要在会幕里办事的啊，在会幕里办事的全都数点。”24。革顺人各族所办的事，所抬的物乃是这样。25。他们要抬帐幕的幔子和会幕，并会幕的盖与其上的海狗皮和会幕的门帘。院子的围子和门帘、绳子并所用的器具，不论是用什么做什么用，他们都要经理啊。看29节哦，
29节，
至于米拉利的子孙，你要照着家族家世宗族把他们数点，从30直到50都要来，在任职的在会幕办事你都要数点。31。他们办理会幕的事，就是抬帐幕的板栓柱子和带卯的座。院子四围的柱子和其上带卯的座，橛子、绳子并牵的器具，他们所抬的，你都要按名指定啊。我们在这里看到有两个家族啊。
Here we see the listing of the two tribes.
啊，这里特别写说格顺跟米拉利的子孙哦。
Excuse me, the listing of the duties of two of the clans, especially Gershon and Merari.
那如果你在这里做一个对比啊
，If you here make a very simple comparison,
那你会发觉说他们两个工作量非常不一样啊。
You realize that the burden casted upon them too is very different.
一个支派拿的都是轻的。
One of the clans carries the things that are light.
布幔啦、绳子啦、罩子啦、海狗皮呀、啊。
It is the badger skin, the curtains, the railings of the curtains.
啊，这些都是什么软软的、轻轻的啊。
These are things that are light and soft.
啊，但是你看那个米拉利的子孙就比较惨啊。
When you look at the sons of Merari, they were at a disadvantage.
你看米拉利的子孙要搬什么
？Because what do they carry?
抬帐幕的板。
They carry the boards of the tabernacle.
拴柱子座。柱子、锚、围子、
The bars, the pillars, the sockets, and the pegs and the cords.
那如果今天你是米拉利的子孙啊
？If today you were a son of Merari,
你会不会跳出来抗议
？Then would you stand up to complain?
不公平啊
！This is unfair.
那天道不公，为什么如此虐待我们呢
？This is so unfair. Why our fate is in this unfortunate way?
为什么他那么轻
？Why is it that they carry the light stuff?
为什么我们这么重
？Why do we carry the heavy stuff?
啊，那为你不公平啊！我抗议，我罢工啊
！This is a very unfair.We start a strike from today.
是不是今天的世界上的人很喜欢讲公平啊
？Isn't this how society works? They like to talk about fairness.
为什么他不用做，我要做
？Why is that they can rely on welfare and I have to do all the work?
啊，他不做，我也不做啦。
If they do nothing, they do nothing.
那公平啊，每个都来称一称，大家平均分担啊。
And the fair thing should be, let's weigh the total load and distribute it equally.
但是你看神怎么吩咐哦。
But see how God distributes
the work. 你发觉说哥辖子孙米拉利跟格顺这三个支派，他们的重量所担负的重量是完全不一样的。
You see that the burden that Gershon and Kohath and Merari carry is very different.
哦，那所以有的人很轻，有的人很重。
Some people carry heavy burdens, others carry light burdens.
为什么
？Why?
可能米拉利的人比较多啊。
Maybe the tribe of Merari has more
people. 可能米拉利的人比较壮啊。
Maybe the people, the clan Merari are stronger.
米拉利这个名字就强壮的意思啊。
Merari itself means strength.
啊，既然你强壮，你就要多担一些啦。
And if you are strong, then show for it.
那是不是这个样子？
Doesn't this work in the
在教会里面不讲所谓的公平啊
？In church we do not talk about so-called equality or fairness.
就像在一个成熟的家中也不讲所谓的公平啊。
This is very it's easily to explain in a family that is somewhat mature. Fairness is not a factor.
你在家里什么时候讲公平
？When in your house you speak about what is fair.
在你小的时候不懂事的时候。
It even if you are young or you are immature.
是不是？我洗一次碗，姐姐也要洗一次碗。
Right? Your children might say, I did the dishes tonight. Sister will do the dishes tomorrow night.
啊，我家就是这样啊。
This is what happened in my house.
我家这个有一个表啊，就是专门每一天。每一天的碗是谁洗的要分好啊
In the past we had a sheet stuck on the wall
在那个月历上面啊
On the calendar saying what day what person will do the dishes
哦那个谁洗午饭下一个就洗晚饭啊
So the person who does the dishes this time is exempt next time
很在意啊所谓的公平啊
We care much about fairness
有时候还会打起来啊
Sometimes we even get into arguments
为什么因为中午吃面包啊不用洗啊
Why? Because perhaps we had sandwiches for lunch so there are no dishes to do
哦、 只有一点点碗，为什么晚上又是我要洗？晚上的碗特别多啊。
So of course, and I will eat a lot, so there will be many dishes to do.
老师，我先告诉你们一件事啊。
So let me tell you this.
我妈妈是不洗碗的。
My mom never did the dishes.
从小就是我们在洗碗啊。
And、since we were young, me and my sister were the ones who did the dishes.
所以我们在座的妈妈。
So, the moms were here.
从小训练你的孩子。
Please train your children in this way since they are young.
你的日子会比较好过、哦。
And、your day shall be easy.
你知道吗？我们家的女儿已经开始在洗碗了。
Do you know that my daughter is already learning
how to do dishes? 我家女儿儿子啊，现在很喜欢洗碗啊。
My daughter, my son, love to do the dishes.
啊，当然洗完以后啊，清就被我们就清得很辛苦啊。
Of course, the more they do the dishes, the more work we have.
因为他们好像是在玩水啊。
Because to them, it is just splashing around and playing with water.
啊，我还记得我女儿第一次在努力洗碗的时候。
I remember the first time my daughter tried very diligently to do the dishes.
啊，终于洗完了哦。
At last she finished.
啊，结果她妈妈就问她。
And the mom asked her.
她说啊，你觉得这洗碗怎么样啊？好不好玩啊？
So how do you feel? Was it fun?
啊，结果我女儿就这样子，皱着眉头想了很久啊。
She was frowning a little, thinking for a while.
她说，这个有点辛苦。
Saying, it is a bit of work to do.
我想我以后不会再帮你了。
I think I won't help you anymore, mom.
从小要训练啊。
But since they are young, we need to train.
啊，但是小孩子的时候很计较哦。
When kids are kids, they like to argue with you.
哦，你洗一次，我洗一次。
You make me do the dishes now, the next time it's your turn.
你洗的多，我洗的少。
How come?
我洗的多，你洗的少，不公平。
How come I do most of the work, you do little work? This is unfair.
哦，所以啊，当你还幼稚的时候，你对什么事情都很计较啊。
So when you are still childish and infantile, you like to argue about this or that.
啊，但是随着你越来越大了啊。
But as you grow and mature,
你会觉得说以前这种行为这么计较，其实在家里跟家人这么计较是很幼稚的事情啊。
When you look back and see how you argue with your family members, you feel a little ashamed.
如果你的家人临时需要钱
，if your family needs money in an emergency,
啊，跟你讲说，哎，哥啊，先借个2000吧。
And say, hey brother, can you spare $2,000?
那你有你就借他啦。
If you have it, of course you just give it to him.
你会怎么跟他说
？Why would you tell him?
哎，两分的利息啊。
2% interest.
啊，每个月15号结账啊。
And interest needs to be paid on the 15th punctually.
你不还，我去你家掰了。
If you do not pay, I'll go look for the money.
如果是你的亲生的兄弟姐妹
，If it is your own brother or sister in the flesh,
一起长大是你的家人。
If they are your own blood,
你会很计较这种事情吗
？Would you argue the nitty gritty?
所以成熟的家庭里面是不计较的。
Therefore, mature household does not waste time talking about fairness.
能帮就帮。
If we are able to help, we help.
所以在这里啊，利未支派给我们一个榜样啊。
So here the Levites give us an example.
就是神给我们托付了不一样的使命。
Which is God entrusted to our different missions.
在教会里面，个人有不一样的职分。
In the church, we have different responsibilities.
不要眼睛一直盯着别人。
Let us not look only towards others.
你怎么这样子做
？Why is it that you do that?
你为什么做这么少
？Why is it that you do so little?
你看我做很多。
Look how much I did.
一个家庭不是这样子在建立的、啊。
This is not how a house works or operates.
所以如果米拉利支派非常计较哦。
So the church of Merari wanted to argue.
你拿绳子，我拿柱子，这个怎么公平
？How is it fair? You carry ropes, I carry bars.
哦，通通不要做了，我抗议罢工。
I complain about that. I hold a strike.
你知道吗？米拉利支派会失去服侍神的机会啊。
You know that Merari did this, they would lose the opportunity.
米拉利支派如果这么计较，会失去站在神面前的荣耀啊。
If they complain in this manner, they would lose their glory before God.
哦，所以弟兄姐妹啊
，So brothers and sisters,
教会里面各样的圣工安排是不一样的、啊。
The church assigns different works to different people.
有的是幕前，有的是在大家眼前，有的是在幕后的、啊。
Some are on stage, some are behind the stage.
啊，但是都没有关系啊。
But it doesn't matter.
虽然有的比较辛苦，有的比较轻松。
Although some work more, some work less.
啊，但是如果每个人能够发挥神所赐给我们的能力
，If every person in their post does according to the strength that God has added to them,
能够尽力参与我们所被托付的责任
，If each single person participates as hard as they can in the work they have been assigned,
我们就能够像利未支派一样啊
，Then we can be like the tribe of Levi,
能够从咒诅当中走入祝福
，We can escape our curse and enter into a time of blessing,
能够在众支派当中得到特殊的荣耀
，We can be especially glorified among the tribes of Israel，
成为神眼中所特选的支派
，We can be called those who serve God exclusively，
能被神所专用的子民
，And we can be exclusively used to the work of God，
这是一种荣耀
，This is our glory，
但是荣耀是需要付出代价的、啊、
，But there is a price to be paid to achieve this glory，
荣耀是需要做出选择的
，And to achieve this glory， a decision needs to be made。
如果今天你听到了神的声音
，If today you hear God's calling，
这里说凡属神的都到我这边来
，And God's voice says all who belong to me come to my side，
你要怎么办呢
？And what would you do？
神正在等着你的决定啊
，God is calling。 I'm waiting for your decision.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let us sing him.
244首。
244。 So maybe a concluding prayer for the morning.
我们在祷告当中啊，特别求神啊，带领我们的脚步啊。
You pray, let us go to guide our steps.
过去发生什么事情，过去已经过去了。
What happened in the past is already past.
眼睛要往前看啊。
I should be set on the go ahead.
利未跟西缅他们曾经是受到咒诅的。
Levi and Simeon were cursed in the past.
但是这个咒诅却不是不能改变。
But this curse is not immutable.
当神在呼召你的时候。
When God calls upon you.
当你必须要做人生的抉择的时候。
Oh, you need to make a choice in your life.
当你勇敢站出来的时候。
When you step up boldly.
愿意为你的信仰付出代价。
When you pay the price for your faith.
愿意在挣扎当中做出选择。
When you're willing to make a final decision among your struggles.
愿意放弃一切来为主所活。
When you are willing to let go of everything and live for
Christ. 不管过去发生什么事情。
No matter what happened in the past.
我们看到利未能够从咒诅当中成为神所祝福的支派。
we see how the tribal people were able to escape the curse and become to be called a blessed tribe.
能够从神的愤怒当中得到最终的祝福。
We see how they were able to escape the wrath of God and receive blessing from Himself.
这要付出代价的。
And for this, there is a price to pay.
啊，这个你愿意吗？
But are you willing?
啊，这是我们要常常问自己的一句话。
It's a question we need to ask ourselves.
当神呼召你的时候
，When God is calling upon you,
属神的到我这里来。
Those who are from God come to my side.
你站出来了吗
？Have you stood up?
求主耶稣给我们勇气。
May the Lord give us strength.
在这个弯曲悖谬的世代里面
，May He give us courage to stand up in this wretched and decaying generation.
能够如同明光照耀一般
，That we might be like a light that shine.
活的不同
，Live a different life.
敢于不同
，And to give a different sensation to those who light shine upon.
敢做一个不同的人
，And may we be able to dare to be different.
我们请到前面来祷告。
Let us all come forward to pray.